Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head out to Staten Island. It's Nick. It's the fan. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good, Nick. How are you, bud?
Good. I don't know why all these all us Mets fans are getting so angry about Marcus Semien. He's a great ball player. Like, when he's right, he's full glove defender.
Yeah.
His bat, I feel like, is going to have a bounce back here, especially with a deeper lineup, because the Mets aren't done making moves. There's going to be a big splash in the outfield. At least one has to be. And a couple, maybe one or two starters, like an ace caliber and one with like ace caliber upside to maybe a number two, number three. Because Clay Holmes is solid. He, for his first year starting in how many years? He was our most consistent pitcher.
Right. You're not concerned with Semien that he's hit 230 the last 2 years?
No.
He's in his mid-30s?
It's a little concerning, maybe a little.
And you can't really, Nick, I don't mean to pick on you. You can't really talk about the quality and the depth of the lineup with the way that it's constituted right now. McNeil, Alonzo, Nimmo, all gone.
No, that's why I said once there's like a bigger splash from the outfield, like if you get a Bellinger, a Tucker, then the aspect can switch.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's see where those, what about if Bellinger ends up with the Yankees and Tucker ends up someplace else? Then what do you do?
Then we got to start looking, and maybe the youth movement might have to start coming into play, like Carson Benj and then the Robert trades.
Right, you want to go trade, you want to give up a top prospect for Luis Robert from Chicago?
No, not Benj for Robert, no.
No, I'm talking about a top prospect, not Benj. I'm talking about a top prospect. And go get him from Chicago?
Maybe top 20.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't do all that much for me. Now, you mean to tell me they go out there and Bellinger, Tucker, I mean, that's a bird of a different feather. I'm not going to go out and, you could be concerned about where the direction is, but the painting is yet to be finished, right? We have not seen the final brushstroke as of yet for David Stearns, right? We're a long way away from that. But he has taken his time here to basically move on from significant players, names that you've grown accustomed to, and basically and he took his time, and it didn't work. So now he's going to be able to be afforded the time and the opportunity to go out there and build this team as he sees fit. So we'll see if Devin Williams works out in the back end of the bullpen, and we'll see what this lineup does look like. You know what? It would be nice for the Mets to get a huge bounce-back season for Mark Vientos after what we witnessed this past year. Let's head out to Trenton, New Jersey. It's Joe. It's the fan. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guy? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to you, too, as you and your family, man. Long-time listener, first-time calling, so I'm just happy to get in. I just want to say this, man.
Yeah.
As frustrated as I was in the beginning when I saw the moves, I have to sit back and say I'm liking what I'm seeing from the standpoint of we got to do something different. It wasn't working. You know, we love those guys. We grew up with those guys. We got their jerseys. We're at the ballpark. We're rooting for them. But they just weren't getting it done. So are we going to be like our rivals and bring back the same thing? And they keep getting bounced out of the first round, but yet they want to bring everybody
the Yankees
back. I mean, not even so much the Yankees. I'm not even talking about the Phillies.
Oh,
you know,
the Phillies.
Our other rival. They're bringing back their same guys, running it again. So I'm like, they're doing the definition of insanity. Keep repeating the same thing. So we get to the championship game. We bring Soto saying, okay, we may have a chance. I'm with it. It doesn't work out. So what are we going to do? Keep running it back and hopefully it pans out? No, we got to do something different. So I agree with some of the fans, the frustrations. We want to see what he's doing. But I like the fact that he's taking the time and he's not just making a move just to make the move to please the fans. He's making a move that's going to help this team in the long run. And I'm for it.
Yeah, and ultimately, Joe, if he's right, fans won't care about Alonzo, McNeil, or Diaz, or Nimmo. They won't, because the team's going to be winning. But he's got to be right. Because
right,
if he's not, I mean, there's not going to be much leeway, right? So he's painted himself into a corner, so to speak, and that is what David Stearns has done. And, you know, you're not wrong. Excuse me. You're not wrong, Joe, with your assessment that, you know, David Stearns realized that, you know, this group was good. You know, it failed in 2025, mm-hmm. but we're not going to look at that as the one determining factor in terms of the moves that we decided to make. But, you know, it wasn't good enough. You know, they were good at times. It just was not good enough. So I'm gonna mold this team in my vision. That's why I was brought here, not anybody else's. And we'll see if I can get this team over the top and get this team to be a consistent winner, whatever. And we're starting to see what that vision does look like. Right. But there are holes that need to be filled, and we'll see exactly how he does it. Now, the reports are he's being creative. Obviously, he's made a number of trades, so far. He's made two big trades. He's lost two guys in free agency. We'll see exactly how David Stearns go out there and tax it, whether it be dip into free agency and trade, or just trade.
I got you. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to my buddies. And, you know, they've given me flat for it, but I'm with this. What do you think about Jonah Tong for Ketel Marte? Would you do that trade if we're able to?
Oh, Tong for Marte. Where do you side on that trade?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm doing that in a heartbeat.
Gotcha.
I mean, he's what, 30, 31, 32 years old. You know, he's a good second baseman. You know whether he can do with the ball. You know he can play. So you put him right there.
Yeah, but
they're talking about.
But can I ask you, what am I doing with Simeon then?
I mean, at this point, I mean, you can, because right now we need a DH. So you can DH Marte, because sometimes, you know, he is a little injury prone. So if you can DH Marte and then switch him from him and Simeon from time to time, like, I'm for that.
I got you.
Just,
so that's where you're going.
Just a thought.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I understand what you're saying. Marte at his no trade. He's got teams on his no trade. I know the Yankees for Ketel Marte are on his no trade clause, or no trade that organization that he doesn't want to get, you know, go to. But I think Tong, the concern you have about Tong is the late life that was not there, not lacking the late life on the fastball. Or as you talk to scouts, the fastball is a little bit short. Now, that could be a lack of development. He is very young. Obviously, had success down in the minor leagues. Was not, nobody that the Mets called up was on the level of what McClain showed you. Because, I mean, the movement on his pitches is just, I mean, it's almost like video game-esque. And he is going to be, as long as he stays healthy, and what we saw a year ago, in his short span with the New York Mets is what we're going to see here moving forward. he's going to be a blast to watch for years to come. I don't think you're that. I mean, I think you got to give to get. I think Tong, there's still more developing there, and there's probably a little bit another of a level that he can get to. Not to the McLean level, but kind of like the thought process. The problem you have is you've got an everyday second baseman with the acquisition of Simeon from Texas. Let's head out to Oakland, New Jersey. It's Jack. It's the fan. What's going on, Jack?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Jack?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Listen, I've been listening to this stuff, and the reason they're talking, the last call was talking about running the back, they were failed. They failed last year because of their pitching staff. Pete did not fail last year. Brendan Nimmo is what he is. He's going to hit 240. He's going to give you 20 homers, 90 ribbies. That's what he did. They didn't fail because of, they didn't have to move those guys because they failed. Okay.
Well, no, they didn't have to move them. It's not an indictment on 1 year, Jack. It's an indictment on their, it didn't work. Jack, listen, I mean, for a myriad of different reasons. Listen, David Stearns did not want to give Alonso a long-term deal, so he didn't. I still don't understand. The Edwin Diaz one makes little to no sense. Either you want him or you don't. If you want him, you've got the richest singular owner in all of Major League Baseball. Go overpay him. And listen, Diaz might have said, thanks, but no thanks. I want to be a Dodger. Might have been bothered that he didn't get called after they signed Devin Williams. It gave him $51 million. But I think that's a regression in the back end of the bullpen. Do I think Devin Williams at his best is on the level of Edwin Diaz? I do not. I do not.
I agree 100%.
But you look at it, I think David Stearns was now, given the failure of the team this year, was afforded the opportunity to mold this team the way he sees fit and is going to do so.
Right. Well, he will. And the one thing I'm going to call in is they're talking about the chemistry thing. Again, the year prior, the chemistry was fantastic, right? They're hugging each other, they're crying, they love each other, right?
Yeah.
So when you win, that's obviously a byproduct of that. So we all know that. And second thing is that this roster is not complete. I think I'm shocked if we go into April, and this is our roster. This isn't it. So I'm going to wait. Got to give Stearns his due. Let him do what he's got to do. And I'll call back in April if this is the roster we're going to the season with. But it is not. It is not the roster.
No, it's not. Now, you could call up and be frustrated by the direction. You could call up, and as I mentioned, the painting is not finished, Jack. You can call up and say, I don't like the vision. I don't love the vision. I'm bothered. You know, I've got an Alonso jersey. I love going out there and watching games with my kids and seeing Pete go out there and hit a 420-foot home run. And love watching Alonso, who went out there and played basically every single game. Like, you can grow frustrated. You can not like the vision of David Stearns. But, this roster is not complete. We're not talking about, spring training opening up in a couple weeks, right? We're still into the baseball hot stove and the off season, and there's still moves to be made as far as the New York Mets are concerned. When I say that group failed, ultimately they did. And it's not just based on 1 year, it's their careers as New York Mets. But I do agree with you, Jack. I mean, the team failed last year based on their pitching. I don't need everyone to get along. What bothered me was the leak to put blame on Lindor to make Soto look better. And why does that bother you? Because I've said it all along. I don't think healthy organizations are leaky. And what do you mean by that? Well, clearly when you look at the Jets over the, especially when Rodgers was there and Saleh was there, I mean, they were full of leaks. You look at it historically speaking, though, when you look at teams where there is information coming out because everyone's not pushing in the same direction, there are issues, relationship issues, vision issues, whatever it might be, leaky teams often aren't successful teams. And I just didn't love the idea of going out there and now making Lindor not look like a guy who Met fans wanted to be named captain this past year and painting him in a poor light. Now, maybe you're greasing the skids for him to be out the door this offseason. Maybe you're trying to excuse away or telling people look another direction in terms of why the team failed in 2025. But I don't think leaky ships are healthy ships. Best way to put it. 1057, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.